This is a really important podcast, Kathy. Hopeless, not truthless. And Garcelle...
Are you talking to me now?
Yes, you're laughing at...
I'm laughing because she's funny. It's not about your podcast. Okay, the name is not amazing, but they do good work.
They do amazing work. Hey guys, it's Sarah.
And Narelle.
You're listening to Hopeless, Not Truthless.
The truthful podcast about hopeless people.
Yep, my jury duty got canceled.
I can't believe it. I mean, I can because it's you and it's me.
That's right. That's right. Our dream is crushed.
So you got a call on like Friday or Saturday?
Yeah, I got a call on Friday. You sounded like a robot and I thought it was a junk call.
Like a robot call?
Because it was a weird number. And she's like, your jury duty is canceled. Goodbye. And I'm like, oh,
my God.
Or whatever. Not jury duty, but the whatever it was. The selection.
Did you cry? I almost cried when you told me.
No, in a way, I was like, there's so much going on. It's all right. I want to save it for the big trial anyway.
Well, I mean, odds are you're never going to be asked again. I've never been asked. That might have been your only chance. Sorry, not to like rub salt in the wound, but...
Starting off on a good foot here.
sorry, my bad. Yeah, next time it's going to be a great big murder case. You're right. It's going to be great.
Yeah, and then that one I just won't get selected.
No, you're going to go in there. You're going to be like, you know what? I'm okay with murder. Or maybe I'm not okay. It depends. I don't know how you're supposed to behave in the selection process.
I don't know either. I want to know.
Yeah. We've got time to figure out that. Now, seeing as you don't have jury duty, I'm just so bummed because I thought we were going to be getting like an update. Although I guess you're not allowed to talk about the trial, are you?
When
you're
in it? No, apparently not. Apparently that's a faux pas.
A faux pas, or is it actually illegal?
Yeah, well, you know, two things can be true.
It's more than just a faux pas. And I like to think that you would have told me anyways.
Oh, I'm sure. Not when we're recording, but I'm sure I would have.
Fair.
How are you, Narbar?
I'm doing okay. I had my infusion yesterday. For any of our new listeners who don't know, I have CRPS and I get monthly infusions at a rural hospital. It's like 2 hours away. So I am flying high from that. So today is going to be a good day for Narelle. However, have you seen everything in the press right now? About all the people leaving, all the shows. Like,
I can't keep up with all of it.
I know.
Candace?
It's like two or three a day. They're falling like flies. Is that the falling like trees? They're falling. What is it?
They're dropping falling.
Dropping like flies. Yep. That's the one. Candace is gone.
I'm shocked by that one.
I don't know how I feel about that one in particular. She's a tricky one for me. I don't love her. I think she's very nasty to women.
Very vicious with her words. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. She is kind of in a status. Like she's on a whole other level to a lot of the other women on these shows.
Yes, she is.
So
she really is. That's a tricky one. But you know what, who I'm not sad about, if this is even true, nothing formal has been put out by Robin. But Robin's gone.
Oh, I thought that was confirmed. Everyone's talking as if it's...
Yes, everyone's talking, but apparently the magazine or whatever that put it out there is known to fabricate.
Oh, well, wouldn't she have released a statement being like, I'm still here, guys.
Well, you never know with Robin.
I'm sure Juan would have, at least. We're still here for another season. Don't worry, guys. It's going to be... Not gonna miss either of them, honestly. And I have to say, I'm fucking glad they're shaking things up for Potomac. Like we stopped watching.
Yes.
We stopped watching. I just couldn't do it. It's the show's kind of gone downhill a lot. So a shakeup was needed indeed. Then we also found out this week or early last week that 8.5 is gone from Beverly Hills. Mm-hmm. I mean,
that's a shocker.
I don't think anyone was that shocked by that. Although Anna Marie seemed to be. I was like,
she did. She seemed pretty upset by it. And I don't totally understand her perspective on it, but she did say, I didn't get a chance to really show who I was. But in the meantime, I know her mother was dying while she was filming, and she didn't want to show that on the show, which, fair, everyone grieves differently and goes through that process. But all we saw was esophagus gate, and it was too much. It was too strong. Yeah. It came off abrasive.
And she specifically mentioned that, like, she and her husband didn't get to really show who they are, and she was looking forward to showing how great of a man he was. And that's just not true, first of all.
Yeah.
And also, I'm not here for it, so I'm glad she's been cut. Interestingly enough, we have now got confirmation that new Roni, the entire cast is coming back. I'm surprised that Jenna Lyons is coming back,
I am too. And I'm honestly a little surprised they brought Sai back after everybody was hating on her. But I think, you know what? I read somewhere, everyone deserves 2 seasons, except Jenna Marie, sorry.
I was gonna say, except for 8.5.
But let the cast gel and show us, maybe something will change.
I think when it's an entirely new cast, that probably is fair. Like, let's just give them all a second chance. I just cannot believe Jenna wanted to come back. I figured everybody else was going to, and that she'd be like, no, I don't need it. But gotta say, I'm happy she's coming back.
Oh, I'm so happy. I'm a big Jenna fan, and I'm shocked because she even hinted she wasn't going to come back. So I don't know. They must be paying out the big dollars to Jenna.
And then finally, we found out that John Jansen is officially the newest housewife to join the OC. So that's great.
Lizard troll.
I sent Sarah a screenshot of John Jansen's face. He's sitting there with Alexis, and he has some very beady little eyes, like full lizard face, just in general, but specifically in this picture. And I like zoomed in on his eyes. It's horrifying. He looks like evil incarnate.
Absolutely.
And the things he's coming out with, the drama that he's stirring up before the season like premieres. Nah, we don't have a premiere date for that yet, right? Is that even going to be this year?
No, I believe they're filming now, and they started maybe a few months ago, so it shouldn't be too much longer, even though it feels like it just ended kind of.
Yeah, maybe later this year or early next year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I really hope Shannon takes them both down, honestly.
I hope she sings like a canary about this man. He is absolutely vile. He's suing Shannon for money he gave her for her facelift. To even come out and say it, like, Alexis must be making him do this, is my guess.
I kind of get the feeling that John loves this kind of attention. Like, that's obviously the big draw for him in dating a housewife. I don't think he gave a fuck about Shannon. I don't think he gives a fuck about Alexis either. I think he just likes being affiliated with the show or fame in general. He's gross. Like, he's pathetic.
He's the number one guy in the group.
He's the number one guy in his mind and nobody else's.
Absolutely.
What are we talking about today, Sarah?
Well, we are going to talk about Summer House. It was a bit of a in-between drama episode, I think. So there's not too many things, but I thought it was still a really cute episode. West and Sierra are just so fucking adorable.
Oh my God. I love them. I don't think I've ever loved a relationship on Summer House. I'm trying to think, but I don't think I've ever wanted one to work out as much as I want theirs to work out.
Exactly. Like, Paige and Craig were comparable for me in a different way, but the amount that I want them to work out. But Sierra has just really blossomed, in my opinion, this season. Removing her away from Paige, I think they both knew that had to happen. And I love the dynamics.
Let's get started, because, like you said, It's kind of a little bit of a maybe a filler episode, but I still have a lot of thoughts.
Same, girl. Let's do it.
Summer House, Season 8, Episode 5, The Camptons. So we're going to start things off. We're in the midst of literally nobody caring that Lindsay ran away. Not a single person was even concerned or worried. They were all like, Lindsay's gone? She took off? Okay, so anyways.
They didn't even notice. Gabby's like, guys, Lindsay's gone. They're like, yeah. No, she's upstairs. No, she ran away. And then
did she? That sucks.
Oh, what a shit.
That's wild. But
before she could even be missed, she returned.
She just comes back. She's like, I just had to go for a walk along the highway.
I almost got hit by a mail truck.
Yeah. I mean, it was very anticlimactic. I was at least expecting somebody to chase after her. But it's perfect. That's perfect for her.
It's what she deserves. And then we have Carl and Narelle. I thought of you right away. Carl starts FaceTiming his mom and she's like, oh, don't you look dapper, dear? Mm. And he's in the same outfit that you hated on last week.
It does very much give me vibes of like dressed by mom.
Yes. His
outfits. And he had another banging hat this episode. To be fair, everybody did in the camping scene. But Carl's really stood out to me. This man loves the terrible hat.
Yeah, it's so funny because I always thought Carl was really attractive.
I know, you did. You always have. We've talked about this, and I think, to be fair, most people do. So you're not alone.
Yeah.
I find him not repulsive. I'm repulsed, though. So,
so
that's not very nice. That's not very nice. Repulsive is the wrong word. He's an attractive. He's objectively attractive. Just something about him repulses me. That's
well,
fine.
You know what's really terrible and disturbing for myself is that now that he's like on this right path and so healthy and, you know, not a chaotic disaster, I'm like, nope, not into it.
You liked chaos, Carl. Dark, yep. Sarah.
I know. It's
you
fine.
You should probably sit with that.
I have.
Sounds like I have, and I've just accepted it about myself.
Absolutely, I have. But luckily, I married someone not like that at all. So, you know, when it really comes down to it.
Troy's ears are much smaller than Carl's as well. So I approve. I think that maybe it just comes down to his ears. It's the same. Like, that's it why I hate his hats so much.
Absolutely,
it has to do with the ears. I had no idea I was so ear-centric, but here we are. So everybody heads to the backyard, and they're all getting ready to camp. I thought this was a lot of effort to put into camping in the backyard, but at the same time, fucking loved it. That looks so fun. I would be so down to do something like that.
Absolutely. And well, we have done stuff like that, and that's what I liked about it. It was so fun just to kind of relive that, you know.
Were you there for my era of sleeping on my trampoline in the backyard when I was little?
Oh yes.
Did we ever do that? Yeah.
I don't think I would ever do now.
No, we used to wake up and be covered in like dew and everything would be soaking wet. We'd have to like run inside because we're freezing cold. Well, which is what they ended up doing as well.
Oh my god, the rain killed me.
I loved West choosing Lindsay as his buddy in an emergency. Had me giggling so fucking hard. This man, Sarah, he's so cute.
He's so cute. I hate the stash, though. I do.
Do you?
I really hate it. I just want it gone. I want to see him at least trim it. It's wild in right now. It's all over his face. I'm like, no, just let's trim it.
Stash aside, though, there's not a single red flag for this man. No. I don't even think there's a yellow flag. That in itself, for me, is usually a red flag. Like, if you have no red flags, it's at least a yellow flag. I like a stash. Is that, fuck, man? I do. I'm going to admit it. I'm coming out. Not like a Sandoval stash. It's on.
Well, it kind of is, actually.
No, it's personality dependent. West, love the stash. Sandoval can go fuck himself with his stash. So they start playing Dare and Dare? I didn't catch the name of the game. Raunchy Dare? No,
I think it was just like Dare? Raunchy Dare. Yeah, raunchy I think you're right. Yeah. Truth or Dare, raunchy style.
And it just would not be Summer House without Lindsay's tits and Kyle's dick coming out to play, running around. I'm like, yep, this is happening. So what did you, how did you feel about Jesse leaving the camping trip to go meet up with a girl off Raya? Like everyone's getting into their tents to have a good time. And he's like, all right, see ya. I'm going to go meet a girl. And he made some comment about he's looking for a woman that makes him stop thinking about like other women. That is like the fuckboy-iest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah. And he probably says it to all the girls he goes on a date with.
On the first date. At
like absolutely.
Just before taking them home. And then the next morning he's like, well, wasn't you. So
he even told Gabby, like, don't think I like her before he even left.
Yeah.
Don't think I like her. I'm like, Jesse, my dude, try to hide this about yourself. But I like Jesse, okay, for the show.
Yeah, I do
too.
In
the same way I used to like Carl on the show.
Right.
I think he's just a fuckboy, period. And it's gross. Why do you have to leave at 1 o'clock in the morning?
He is a fuckboy. And I guess the only grace we can give him in this is that he seems to know it and he's not hiding it. Really, so far.
True. You know what I mean? True. Okay.
Most of them do. Yeah. So we got to give him his flowers for that.
That is a good point. I appreciate that.
I loved that Gabby was the first to head inside. She was like, well, you know what? Fuck this. I'm going to go sleep in my bed. And then one by one, everybody else just followed. I mean, you get to an age. You get to an age, okay, where camping is fun. But if your bed is like 50 feet away, you're going to sleep in your bed inside. Come on.
Oh, yeah. Let's be real. And you pay. If you didn't, you pay for that shit for weeks, baby. Like, I'd be crippled up. Like, no thank y'all.
Kyle's back was, like, already out the weekend before. Or was it this weekend? I don't remember. So he's probably made a good choice going back inside. So the next morning, Amanda and Kyle start discussing getting a summer home in Jersey.
Ugh.
Amanda really wants the light. She loves the light there. So she, you know, she wants to build a house around it. And Carl, meanwhile, is allowing Lindsay to rewrite history again. This definitely supports our idea that we had last week that Amanda is ready to move on with life.
Yeah.
Way more than Kyle.
Yes, it does. And these two seem so not on the same page whatsoever at this point.
No.
The fact Kyle was just so negative about it. The fact Amanda wants to live like beside her parents. That tells me they're, you know, I am ready for kids.
Yeah.
Grandparents are in place. Let's do this. And Kyle's like, anyway, love her, boy. So tasty. I'm like, fuck off.
It's so weird that Kyle's trying to make it out as if Amanda's the one holding them back from having kids. That's such a wild projection.
Yeah, absolutely it is. I don't know. These two just don't seem to be on track whatsoever.
No.
So I would not be surprised if they break up. I kind of hope they do. Like, in a weird way, I think they both need different people.
I'm torn on that. I think there's definitely a case to be made that both of them may well be a lot happier with somebody else who's, like, professional and personal goals align with their own. But then in a weird way, I do also think they're a good match. So
I agree with you. They're probably
the couple that could really do well with counseling if they both really commit, which they're not. So there you go.
No, and Amanda's the one that doesn't want to do counseling, which I find interesting.
Yeah, I do too. So what do you think Carl is afraid of with Lindsay? Because all we're really seeing in these morning, you know, apology sessions where Carl is always the one apologizing to Lindsay and he's always censoring himself. What is he truly afraid of?
I think he wants to keep the peace, honestly. I think he wants to have a fun weekend. I think he wants to have fun with Lindsay. But saying that, when Carl was talking to his mom, I did see the performative side to him that he is kind of putting this all out there for the cameras. Like, he's very censored to paint himself in a good light and Lindsay in a bad light, which is annoying to me because there is a bit of, it's like showy. He's being showy.
He's so quick to point out her faults.
He is. I think he's biding his time. He's waiting for something big to happen to just end it, maybe. I don't know.
But then he also has this tendency. So when he heads out with West, Jesse, and Ciara to a workout class, and then afterwards they're like all discussing Lindsay, he is oddly protective of her.
Yes, he is.
And their relationship and the issues that they're going through. Like, everyone's trying to help him see this is a really big problem. And he just keeps making these excuses for her when you know deep down he's probably freaking out about it.
He has to be, because it is happening every weekend and he's too censored. So the fact, you know, when Jesse asks him, oh, did Lindsay apologize for accusing you of doing drugs? Carl's like, I don't recall her doing that. Yeah. No. Like, what the fuck was that? You would know. Okay. And that is too deliberate for me. And that's where he's like a little too careful with his words and it's getting on my nerves.
Do you know what's so funny? I made a note here. I wonder why he was biding his time.
Shut up, dude.
I wonder why he was biding his time here. Why was he fighting the obviously inevitable, is what I wrote.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
But he is biding his time.
He is. Like, and he even says, as you pointed out, he's so defensive of Lindsay. He's like, I just don't think she realizes how hurtful saying that could be. And I totally agree with him. I don't think Lindsay has that level of depth or understanding or empathy of how deeply this would hurt someone in their sobriety journey. But like, Carl, ew, isn't that gross for you?
It should be gross for him. And the fact of the matter is, or the matter of the fact is, no, the fact of the matter is, he should only ever have to tell her one time. And then she should adjust her behavior accordingly. Like, if you tell your partner something you have said or done to me has absolutely rocked me to my core and has hurt me and caused me so much pain, you're not going to be able to accept that behavior happening the next weekend and then the weekend after and the weekend after.
Yeah. So I don't get it, Nar. Like, he really does seem to be going back and forth. Maybe a part of it is he's blaming himself.
Maybe.
I think what Ciara said to Carl here was so poignant and such a good reminder for Carl. You know, she compared her own father's behavior to Lindsay's behavior when they're both intoxicated. And she doesn't have a relationship with her dad. So she's like, Carl, remember, you have to acknowledge this is what you are going to get for the rest of your life if this is where you're at now. Yeah. So I think that was like, whoa, go Ciara.
That ties back to what Jesse said last week. Like,
exactly.
So was she like this before you guys dated? Carl, I'm not saying he needs to take ownership of Lindsay's behavior, but he needs to take ownership of the fact that at some point you are choosing to live with this. So yep.
This is where I'm getting annoyed with Carl, because then he goes and calls his mommy and kind of acts like a victim. And he is a victim. No one should be spoken to that way, especially, you know, your soulmate, your fiance, your life partner, whatever. But on the other hand, it's like, well, then shut it down, Carl. But you keep apologizing.
For her, you keep accepting this behavior. Okay, but speaking of soulmates, here comes Craigie.
Craig Sarah, looks good, girl. Craig
I wrote is down, fine. Is he getting hotter?
Oh, yes. Like,
Jesus.
Yes.
My God.
Oh, my God.
Paige is making him a man, like a real man. Compare this Craig to who he used to be.
When he walked in, I'm like, oh,
same.
Craig with those shorts or the pants and the shoes. And the, well, I don't even know. All I remember is when he took a shirt off and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm blushing.
He's reached such a level of maturity that I didn't really think he was capable of. And now I look at Craig as a man, whereas I used to look at him as like a adolescent. So
oh, yes. The Naomi days. Like,
ooh. Yeah, exactly. I do think part of Paige's attitude about their relationship, about like how she says like, oh, you know, he gets what he gets and I'm the boss. I kind of wonder if part of that is just to be funny, because I really do think you can see how much she cares for him, especially now. I feel like we're starting to see Paige truly care for Craig in a way that maybe she hasn't displayed in the past.
Yeah, like openly show that to us.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I do think This is Paige's sense of humor. I do think it's a shtick. I think she's very sarcastic. I too am a little bit like this, not to this extent. I wish I were, because then maybe I'd be rich. But I get where she is going with it, and I've never taken it seriously. I know when Paige is being serious because it's usually when she's mad. The rest of the time, I just think she's like, oh, well, you know, I kind of like him, I guess. Yeah. But it's such a shtick to me that I don't take it seriously. I love it. I think it's hilarious.
So do I, because I don't think anybody would say that if that was the truth. You know what I mean?
I mean, maybe Sandoval.
Maybe. But like in a long-term relationship on television, you're not going to be like, you know what, like take him or leave him, you know?
Yeah.
It's just not going to work.
Exactly.
It has to be in jest. So they leave the Hamptons and we get some like midweek clips of everybody. We've got our besties, West. I hate them usually as well because they're kind of throwaway clips, but I did love the pedicure between West and Jesse meeting up for a pedi. And they discuss the full sleepover that West had with Sierra. Mm-hmm. I heard West talking on a podcast this last week. I'm not going to name the podcast because it was a hate listen. And Sarah knows. And West revealed that he was about to reveal on the show that he had lost his job, and that he was really bummed and kind of uncomfortable about getting laid off and trying to navigate being in the house and getting to know people without a job, which I found like relatable. I feel that would really suck to start a show like this and then be like, hey, I lost my job and I'm a bum and I don't have anything to do. And that would be embarrassing.
Very embarrassing, especially with Kyle in the house. My God.
Yeah, but especially when you're trying to like lay the mac down on Sierra, a goddess.
I mean, he's got his savings, which I respect and appreciate. And, you know, he's on the show, so he will be getting a paycheck. But, that is awkward. Poor West.
They also discussed what it's going to be like for Craig and Jesse to meet and whether there might be drama. Jesse saying that it's going to be all good unless Craig is insecure, because then there's going to be a problem. That was rich. That was
so... I wrote down here, like, it is so fucking funny to me that Jesse is trying to act a bit like a big shot when it comes to old Craigie, because Jesse has clearly never watched Southern Charm. Okay, babe. Because Craig has dealt with these types of assholes, much bigger assholes, on a daily basis.
Who would win in a fight, do you think? Craig versus Jesse?
Craig.
Yeah. Hands down.
Hands down. He'd just get him in the concave. Boom.
Just one punch. That's all it would take to just
break all of his ribs.
Take him down. Yeah. Actually, probably scientifically, that might be true.
Ooh, sorry. I don't want to give anyone ideas. That just was my natural instinct.
Heart. Well, that's messed up, Sarah.
If I were in a fight for my life and someone had a concave, I'm going for it.
Just go right for the concave. Yeah. I mean, it's fair enough, but just didn't expect that from you. It's kind of violent.
Am I too dark today? What's happening to me?
No, you're just dark enough. Okay.
Okay, good.
So moving on, everybody arrives back at the Hamptons. So West is just carrying a towel around his neck now.
What's up with that?
He drove there with the towel and then walked into the house with the towel. Our man does run hot, but was that actually for sweat? Or was that?
Oh my God, he has a sweat. My dad has a sweat towel when he gardens.
Okay, when he gardens, I bet he doesn't just drive around with it.
No. I mean, my mom has one handy at all times, but.
What else was that towel for, though?
I thought he was just going for his, like, Dirty Dancing era look, you know?
What? They had towels like, in Dirty Dancing?
I don't know. It just reminded me of that, like, welcome. I don't know. I just kind of felt like West was coming in. He's like, look at me. I'm ready for the Catskills, baby. I'm here to take your daughter down into the basement and grind all up on her. That's how it felt to me.
I literally have no memory. Like, I love Dirty Dancing. I've watched it, I don't know, 10 or 15 times. I don't think a single one of them has a towel around their neck. Maybe they do. Maybe you're right.
I have no idea. Patrick Swayze, though. Am I right? Am I right?
Oh, Sarah. You know how I feel about that man.
My That's first a, real, real crush.
Yeah, that was, he stirred up some feelings for, yeah, no, mm-hmm. Doesn't get better than Patrick Swayze in Dirty Dancing.
No, it doesn't. Okay. Let's carry on.
Where were we?
The sweat towel.
Right. The sweat towel. Or just a towel. Maybe it was a look. Maybe I don't understand fashion.
Yeah, well.
I was surprised, I guess, to see that Lindsay is seemingly successfully ingratiating herself back into the house. Everybody's joking around with her. The girls are talking to her. She came without Carl, which initially I thought was strange. We find out later. We're going to talk about that. Why that is. Mm-hmm. Lindsay asks Craig if he would contribute to Paige's rent. I want to know if you think that he should or should he not.
I loved this when Paige is like, no, he's not paying for my rent. I do not want him to contribute to that. I want this to be my place. And I thought it was a power move on her part. And yep. I love that Craig still offered. I think that's very gentlemanly and a good partner. But she's like, no, like, he has his place, I have mine, but I still want him to like my place and help me pick it out. Same. I totally understand why she didn't want that.
I did too, 100%. Like, I get the mentality of wanting your partner to chip in, especially if he's going to be living there part-time. However, Paige made a really good point where she was like, okay, what if we break up? And now yes. I'm having to pay for a place that I can't afford anymore.
Exactly.
Like, she's so goddamn smart about this stuff. I wish I had had half of Paige's intelligence when it comes to dating when I was in my 20s. Because I would have been like, hell yeah, give me your money. Let's get somewhere better.
Well, that's exactly the thing. And I think that this whole Paige and Craig thing is being blown up by Kyle a little bit later here. And I love that Paige and Craig have a non-traditional relationship. They're long distance, but they're still very, very intertwined, I think. But they also live separate lives. And if it works for them, good. I love it. I'm here for it.
Were you surprised, though, to hear Craig say he's not sure they're going to make it? I was a little.
I was surprised he said that. I didn't take it like he thought they weren't going to make it. I felt like he was like, I'm okay if we don't make it. I'm good now.
But have you ever heard him express that? I think he's always expressed something else.
Yeah.
It does seem to be all on Paige's terms. And as a woman who has admittedly allowed herself to be taken advantage of in every relationship I've ever been in, I fucking love that for her. And I want her to continue doing it. I don't know if I love it for Craig.
That's exactly where I'm at with it, too, because, you know, Craig said, I love Paige, but I am almost becoming the best version of myself. So if we work out, we work out. But if we don't, it's not the end of the world. And I think Craig and Paige are just comfortable where they're at and they're not rushing things. They're working on their own careers. Yeah. They're building their own identities, but they're also together. So I do think, though, going back to what you said, Nar, Craig summed it up perfectly. Like, okay, but my patience isn't going to last forever. Right. But I'm trusting Paige. I'm trusting her when she says we will end up together. So he's choosing to believe her for now. And I hope they do. They're just so beautiful
Honestly,
together.
Hearing the way you just described that too, about how he's become the best version of himself and he's okay with the thought of not being together. I actually do think that that is probably the marker of a very healthy relationship with zero codependency.
Yes. And
I'm uncomfortable in that arena.
Oh, no, Mo, I thought you were going to say, I was going to say, that's why it's like, it's too healthy. Kyle can't compute this. He's like, oh.
Well, no, that's what I mean. Like, I have no right to judge anything here because to me, I'm like, oh, that's far too healthy. I don't understand it. And so I mistake it for unhealthy, but it probably is the healthiest way to approach this situation. So I just think this is goals, honestly.
Total goals. I know. I love it. I love them.
And so here is where we found out that Carl decided not to come on Fridays anymore on purpose to avoid the Friday night fight with Lindsay.
I'm sorry. That's so fucking funny to me.
I was shocked by that. That's sad. That is very sad.
Yeah. If it's totally true, because then he obviously in the preview he shows up in some sort of stupid little car that I don't care about. I have to say Lindsay was so much happier without Carl there.
Yeah, she was. That's fucking sad too.
It
Carl was probably super stoked at home by himself as well. And Kyle
scouted out a new location for his sober bar. Buying a new hat.
And Kyle also reveals to the guys that he's heard they sleep separately at home as well.
What a dick for saying that, though. Like, fuck you, Kyle.
Yes.
Nice friend.
Sure, I get that. I would be saying that's a dick move if that came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
But if it's a group of people concerned for the welfare of their friend, I'd fucking bring it up. Listen, I drive by their house and there's separate lights on in the one in the spare bedroom and one in the main bedroom.
You know, I agree with you. I agree with you. Because in the next scene, we see Lindsay spilling the beans to the girls like, Carl never fucks me, ever. Never.
Once every couple of weeks. And I love Paige does the math and she's like, what she actually means is once every 6 weeks.
Yep.
Which is fucking true. She's right. Yep. I do not doubt that for a second.
Nope.
And Lindsay makes it very clear that it's because Carl doesn't initiate.
Yes, she does. Yes, she does. And, you know, these are supposed to be the most exciting times of your relationship. Like, for me, I know for you, like, the beginning, the first couple of years, you're like,
yeah,
it's a lot. I mean, my God. So I will say, though, maybe Carl's on some new medication. I know a lot of meds out there can change your sex drive.
That's true.
Antidepressants or whatever. My only thought was, I bet the one time every 6 weeks is probably makeup sex.
Well, maybe if they don't make up every single time they fight, because I think they fight every day. So if they were into makeup sex, they'd be banging like rabbits.
No, I could just see Carl like, okay, it's time. It's time. I've scheduled it in. Yeah, it's too... Carl and Lindsay are just so separate on different planets. Carl is so in his regimented era right now, but he's also still trying to be fun Carl.
I also feel like if it was a medication thing, it would be easier to talk about. Like, you could bring that up. The way that Lindsay is kind of framing it is as if, like, I'm pretty sure she said the words, Carl is not a sexual person. So I think it's been like that the whole time.
And she absolutely talked about this on Nick Vile.
Did she?
When she went on that podcast and dragged him for filth on there about it. It was awful. Like, she was, haha, she wouldn't say it out loud. Haha, don't say that, Nick. But she had gone in there and told Nick and his peeps before they started recording. And so Nick knew and he brought it up. She's like, oh my God, haha, no.
Yikes.
But we all knew it was very obvious. Like, Carl don't want to bang her.
Right. Well, I mean, there's usually a reason. There's, be it medical or emotional or...
In this case, multiple reasons.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Multiple scary they're reasons.
All those reasons point to Lindsay, but anyways, that was Summer House.
Fucking love the show. I needed the show back in my life.
How long do you think it's going to keep going with this? Like, how long until it actually explodes between them?
Oh, I think they're going to milk it till the end of the season is my guess.
Oh, I'm going to be... Oh, if it happens
during the finale. Because they pick up cameras again, remember? They picked up fucking cameras for this.
I swear to God, if this happens during the finale, if we have to wait till the finale, I think we do. Oh my God, I'm going to have to prepare myself for that because I'm already annoyed. Like, I just want to get to that.
Yeah, well, you know, I really don't like this pick up the cameras bullshit thing.
No, me either. If you're going to schedule your breakup for filming, like, schedule it better. Anyways, guys, that is Summer House for this week. I enjoyed it. Looking forward to next week, as always.
So excited, guys. Cannot wait. Thank you so much for being here. And hello, new listeners.
Yes. Make sure you head on over to our VPR and Valley recap because it's going to be a doozy.
Oh my God, it's a super-sized episode of VPR, and it was a good one.
Yeah, it was.
So much to talk about. So much to talk about. And keep your eyes open on our Instagram for a draw, for a giveaway we'll be doing probably in the next week or two. So more details to come, but come follow us over on IG.
Yeah, if you're not following us there, make sure you follow so that you don't miss it. And hope everybody is having a great week. So until next time, guys. Stay truthful.
But not hopeless.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Happy Easter, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
If you celebrate. If you don't, happy weekend.
both of those. Bye.